up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we are once again, time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Great old-time music for the next hour, polkas, waltzes, whatever. We have it to grab out of the old-time music record boxes here in the studio. A lot of records today. I broke into another box of tunes here, cracked out another box that hasn't been opened for decades, and we'll start giving these records a spin this week, so prepare to hear some things you maybe haven't heard for a while. Certainly not on this show, anyway. And, of course, our program brought to you by A World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. We'll tell you more about that as we get into the program today. And, I don't know, all kinds of other important things to tell you, but right now I can't think of anything more important than putting on this scratch old 45 from Soma Records in Minneapolis. Here's the Jolly Lumberjacks and the Roller Coaster Polka. The Jolly Lumberjacks Roller Coaster Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Kind of had a bit of a Whoopi John feel to it, didn't it? I was just kind of flipping through all the records I've got pulled out of the box for the show today, and I think that today's show is going to have a decidedly German polka, German old-time music undertone. Usually it seems like we have a lot of Polish style polka records, and it seems to me that today it looks like there's more of a German flavor to the show. If you hear me making noise here, I'm just dusting off some records here before I get the next one going, because we got a few records that are a little dirty here, and I should really probably clean these before the show, but for some reason I just never seem to feel like it. So anyway, that one was a little fuzzy around the edges, and I think this next one's going to be as well. But a great band that we don't have, at least we haven't run into a lot of records from since we started the show. I mean, we've had a few, but it just seems like there's should be so many more of them. Deutschmeisters are up next. Deutschmeisters to do Why Did I Get Married? Deutschmeisters, Why Did I Get Married? Here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, bringing you the best, the most diversified, and the most bizarre collection of great old-time records each and every week here, and all from actual phonograph records, and you don't hear that much anymore. So if you're listening to this on a stream, or you're listening to this on a radio station, or a podcast, or whatever it might happen to be, just remember, we're sourcing all these tunes from phonograph records here on the show. Always have, always will. And so even if you're listening to it digitally somewhere, these are starting out on records. So that's why they have that great scratchy sound on some of them, like that record from the Deutschmeisters. All right, I got a record up next now. It says it's by Frank Yankovic. And, of course, we usually refer to the man as Frankie Yankovic. Some of his early 78 said Frank on him. This is a 45, though, and I'm just perplexed by it because it's on Western World Records, which is not like a major record label. Normally, you find Frank on Columbia. If it's been anything since the 50s on up, then I don't know what the deal is, but it's a great song. Anyway, Frank Yankovic here, and Just For You.
Just for you, no one else but you, I will always remain true. Until, my dear, that you're mine, my heart for you will pine. Just for you, and only just you, no one else but just we two. I'll save my love and kiss it just for you, dear, for two.
just for you. No one else but you, I will always remain true. Until, my dear, that you're mine, my heart for you will pine. Just for you, and only just you. No one else but just we two. I'll save my love and kisses just for you.
Yo, Frank Yankovic, it says on the record. You can tell that's Frankie Yankovic, obviously. Just for you here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And I'm excited that I found some of my Don Peachy records. I know we've played a few, but I always knew I had more. And we might even play two of them in this show today. We'll see how that goes. But I'm glad I found them because I knew I was missing some favorites. And we'll get to the Don Peachy record in a second after I tell you about A World of Accordions Museum, which is located in Superior, Wisconsin, in the Harrington Arts Center. And if you're looking for a great travel destination, or maybe you're traveling through the what we call the Twin Ports, Duluth, Superior, around these parts, we call it the Twin Ports. Maybe you're traveling through looking for an interesting place to stop. Might want to check out A World of Accordions Museum. They're right on Belknap Street there in Superior, in the Harrington Arts Center. It's amazing because there are more than 1,000 accordions on display, all sorts of different types and styles and ages, from really old to new, and concertinas and button boxes and all that kind of stuff. And there's a lot more to it than just that. They also have an accordion and concertina repair and technician school. It's the only one in the country. So if you would be interested in that, they can help you out along with that. They're affiliated with the American Accordionists Association as well. And man, they have totally chronicled the history of the instrument since the very earliest days. Music scholars from as far as Austria have come to use the museum's archives. A lot more than just accordions. There's technical papers and music, and it's amazing. They have a 1,000-seat concert hall there where some amazing concerts have been held. Check it out. Find out more. It's the World of Accordions Museum. You can find them online at accordionworld.org. Get all the information. You really need to give them a call or make an email to them before you visit, because they have kind of weird hours. You want to be sure that they're open, that somebody's on hand if you're traveling any distance. So give them a call. Look them up online, accordionworld.org. You can find all the information, or just hit it up in your Google there, World of Accordions Museum. Get all the information, because it's pretty cool right there in Superior, Wisconsin. All right, promise you a Don Peachy record with the orchestra. Here we go. She Don't Wanna.
Just want her to be nice and chummy with me, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna. I just want her to be kind of friendly with me, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna. Oh, I plead and beg for just one little kiss, but that hard-boiled egg just sits there like this. We could have so much fun, but it takes more than one, and she don't wanna, she don't wanna. Gee, what we couldn't do, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna.
have it. Don Peachy and his orchestra there. She Don't Wanna. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I was just over the corner digging through some more records. We may have another Don Peachy record in the show before things are all done for this week. So stand by for that. She Don't Want a Don Peachy in the orchestra. And I've learned something. One thing I've learned over these many years of messing around with old-time music is generally if the band has the name Jolly in their name somewhere, you're going to find that they are kind of a German-style band. And if they have the name Happy in the band or the orchestra, they're generally a Polish-style band. Certainly not all the time. Right away, there you go, stereotyping. But generally, that's kind of a guideline for a newbie to old-time music. And speaking of Jolly, we have Wally Ives and the Jolly Dutchman up next, and the Sleeper Polka. There you go, Wally Ives and his Jolly Dutchman with the Sleeper Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Remember now, you can always get in touch with us via email. It's a simple email address. It's just Oompa Hour, one word with two O's, OOMPAHHOUR, Oompa Hour at mail.com. Glad to play your requests, your dedications, you have an anniversary or birthday coming up or whatever. Just give us a good lead time on it. Like, don't send me an email now for next week's show that you want to be on a birthday or something, because I'm not that organized and I need a little more time than that. So plan ahead and we'll certainly play them for you. If you have a question about a record or a band or whatever, we can track it down, or you need to identify a song you heard or whatever, feel free to drop an email to oompahour@mail.com. And don't forget, we're on Facebook too. Oh yeah, we're with the times in the digital social media world, let me tell you. Next thing you know, we'll be tweeting or something. But in the meantime, we are on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All one word, no abbreviations or apostrophes or punctuation or any of that stuff in there. So feel free to track us down. Let us move on. Here's one on Polka Dot Records. You don't see this label very often. From Sauk City, Wisconsin. Actually, it's a division of the Kuka Record Company. You see their records all the time. Here's the Ron Harvey Orchestra and their version of Just Another Polka.
This is just another polka. It's just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet? Just another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charmed. This is just another polka, but holy smoka, oh, what a girl in my eye. This is just another polka, play the six fat Dutchman polka. Polka, it's the Frankie Yankovic polka. Now this is just another polka, it's the Romy Gaz polka. Polka, it's the Bernie Roberts polka. Now this is just another polka, it's the Whoopie John polka. Sing the Lawrence Duca polka.
I love to polka when I'm dancing with my sweetheart. I will always love her and I know we'll never part. We'll still be dancing as the years come and go. Swinging the Red Raven
polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charmed. Well, this was just another polka, but holy smoka, oh, what a girl in my planet again. Oh, what a girl in my arms.
I don't know, maybe it's just too, what do they call that, cliche, but that's always one of my favorite songs. One of my favorite old-time songs is just another polka. Normally, you think of Jimmy Stern in the orchestra, but that was the Ron Harvey Orchestra doing it. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show, bringing you all the great old-time records each and every week. And again, she'll remind you, by the way, that if you are listening to the show, might be a cool thing for you if you drop an email or give a phone call if you have the number there somewhere, or whether you listen to a radio station or a webcast or whatever, and give them a call, whoever's broadcasting the show, and say, hey, thanks for playing the Yumpa Hour, because there's a lot of those small broadcasters out there. They like to get credit for this stuff, and they like to know you're out there listening. So send them a note and whatever, let them know you're digging the Yumpa Hour here and all these great old time records that you hear on the show. We never play an MP3, we never play a compact disc. We're playing records on an actual record player here in the studio each and every week, just like this run from Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys Orchestra, and another one of those classics that everybody knows. Here's the Julita Polka.
I got a girlfriend, she calls me honey. Go to taverns to spend her money. Boya Julaida, Boya Julaida, Boya Julaida, she's the one for me. Take her. She is my honey, she's got the money. Voyajulaida, 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 she's the one for me. Moya Julaida, she's the one for me.
Wally, the Lucky Harmony Boys Orchestra of the Julaida Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. As you know, we always like to include at least one waltz or something that's not just a plain old polka in the show every week. And I have the Morning Glow Waltz now by the Gary Kent Orchestra, a record that I do not remember. And I am 99.999% sure this is the only Gary Kent Orchestra record that I have. It's out of Minneapolis, so I don't know, on Visions of Sound Records. There's a good name for you, huh? Anyway, here's the Gary Kent Orchestra. We'll slow it down a little bit with the Morning Glow Waltz.
Smile, I know you're prettier by far. I saw the mountain range, I saw the shining sea, but neither one of them comes near to when you smile for me. Thank you.
Ah, there you have it. The Gary Kent Orchestra, the Morning Glow Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, just cranking out all these great old-time records like we do each and every week. Here's another one now we haven't had on the show yet since we got the show started over a year ago now. It feels good to say that once you get that first year behind you, man. The rest of it's a piece of cake. So here we go. But I have Corky Horban and the Belvederes up next. And I'm telling you, that is not how you spell Belvedere. At least not on the car. It was a Plymouth? Plymouth Belvedere, right? I don't think, anyway. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. Here's the Wisconsin Club Polka. Say, I can't say that I've ever had that band or that record on the show before. Don't even really remember it. Corky Horban, the Belvederes, Wisconsin Club Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. All right, now we're going to do something weird. If you've been around for a while or you're a music aficionado or a bit of a record hound, you may remember a song was recorded back in 1943. Artistry and Rhythm by Stan Kenton and his orchestra. It was a big hit record, which was unusual. I think it was Stan's only real hit record. But it was 1943 they recorded that. I'm going to play a little bit of the original song here just because I can. This has nothing really to do with old-time music, but just bear with me for 30 seconds or so. Stan Kenton, Artistry and Rhythm, went something like this.
We'll be right back.
right, is that sounding familiar to you? Like every jazz band in the world has covered that tune, I think. That's Stan Kenton, though, with his orchestra doing Artistry and Rhythm back in 1943. That was, by the way, off an original 78, so that's really how the song started. But what does this have to do with polka music, you may ask? Because I have John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman doing Artistry and Polka. But that's Artistry in Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman. Didn't sound anything like Artistry and Rhythm, of course, from Stan Kenton, but I just thought that was a pretty good excuse to slip a little Stan Kenton record in there, is what I was thinking. So, all right, let us press onward with some more great old-time music. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. I have the Roy Graham Combo standing by. Here's the Beer Barrel Polka.
Thank you.
Bear Barrel Polka, Roy Graham Combo here at Tim's Oompa Hour. I love that big organ sound, I'm telling you. Maybe it's because I've been an organ and piano player since I was 4 years old, and that was a really long time ago, and I love that big organ sound. So, anyway, I promised you, well, I didn't really promise you, I threatened, actually, that perhaps we would have another Don Peachy record in the show today, and why not? I mean, what the heck? It's my show. I can play whatever I want to. Back in the 70s, when I was working at the Polka Station in St. Paul, we played this song. And it's called No Beer Today, actually, is the name of the song. It's done by a lot of people. I know Shimoleski Funtime Band did it. A lot of bands did No Beer Today. And that was back during the gas energy crisis of the 70s. Remember that? Oh, we're running out of gasoline. We've got to ration how many gallons you can buy. Oh, it's terrible. What will we do? We got to drive 55 and save gas. And now, you know, 35, 40 years later, we don't care. Crank them up and drive them on SUVs everywhere. But anyway, I mention that because when I was back working at the station, I was with the morning guy. I was the afternoon guy. And the morning guy and I got together. And we did some really bad musical recordings, and we took the song No Beer Today and turned it into No Gas Today. Because the theme of the song is you can't buy beer on Sunday, and there was talk that they were just going to not open gas stations on Sunday, and somehow that would conserve gasoline. Which really doesn't make any sense, because if you're going to go somewhere on Sunday, you'd gas up on Saturday night, so I don't get that. But anyway, maybe I'll see if I can find that tape in one of our upcoming shows, and we'll tell this story again, and I'll play No Gas on Sunday. But in the meantime, here's Don Peachy and his orchestra, No Beer Today! Almost caught me over here in a pile of records picking out the next one to play here. That was No Beer Today, Don Peachy and his orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, spinning all great old-time records here like we do each and every week. I have not been able to decide what to play yet. That record ended far too soon. What was that? It doesn't even say how long it was. It was not long enough to select the next record. That's how long it wasn't. So I guess we'll just... Boy, I don't like Bernie Roberts. No, Lawrence Dukow. No, Bernie Roberts. No, not another Don Peachy record. All right, fine. Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. Here's Home, Home, Why I Go Home.
Now I told my wife I wouldn't be late. I told her I'd be home by 8. But now it's 3:15. I wonder what she'll do to me. Home, home, why go home? We're all having lots of fun. Home, home, why go home? Stay and have another one. Now I met a friend who had a friend who had a friend who had a friend. The party grew and grew and grew. Now what the heck was I to do? Home, home, why go home? We're all having lots of fun. Home, home, why go home? Stay and have another one. Try to do no wrong, but my wife is big and strong. I know darn well when I come in, she'll conk me with the rolling pin.
Home, home, why go home?
We're all having lots of fun.
Home, home, why go home?
Stay and have another one. Now I'm in a blonde. She said to me, oh, you're as handsome as can be. And then she gave me a great big kiss. Oh, home, sweet home, was never like this.
Home, home, why go home?
We're all having lots of fun.
Home, home, why go home?
Stay and have another one.
You know, that was a great record just because it was so scratchy and beat up, which means whoever owned it 30, 40 years ago or whatever it was played it a lot. And that's how you find the best records. You look for the ones that are really worn out. There's Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. Home, home, why go home? Here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And somewhere back there, I mentioned Bernie Roberts in the orchestra. And, ah, what the heck, huh? Here's Bernie Roberts and the gang and Pretty Dancing Girl.
Pretty dancing girl.
There you go, with Bernie Roberts and his orchestra, the Pretty Dancing Girl, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Probably squeak in one more tune before things are over today. But I do need to mention the World of Accordions Museum, Superior, Wisconsin, bringing you the show this week. And we invite you to stop by, check out the show if you find yourself in the Twin Ports area. That's your Duluth Superior area there of Minnesota and Wisconsin. Over 1,000 accordions are on display. Think about that. How much that must weigh. Because accordions are not light. All sorts of accordions from the very early days through concertinas, button boxes, all that kind of stuff. Similar related instruments. A lot of what they call artifacts, too. Music. Information about performing personalities, artworks, figurines, cultural connections to music from around the world. Hundreds of thousands of titles of music. Published manuscript form. On hand at the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Check it out. Books on accordion history, manufacturing, catalogs, listings, advertisements, everything you need to know about accordions themselves, theory, philosophy, acoustics, the whole thing. It's, if you appreciate old-time music or accordion playing or whatever, you're going to find it fascinating. So check it out if you find yourself in the area. A World of Accordions Museum there on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Look them up online at accordionworld.org. And give them a call if you're coming. Be sure they're going to be open when you happen to be there, because they have kind of, I don't want to say spontaneous hours, but irregular hours. So if you're traveling, you want to be sure that you can get in there. So check it out online, accordionworld.org. All right. 1,000 accordions, more than 1,000 on display. Man, the weight of that just boggles my mind. All right, let's roll one more song before we get out of the show this week. Here are the Casinos and My Sweetheart Rosalinda.
Yes, I'm in love with my sweetheart Rosalinda, and everybody knows that she's in love with me. I'll always love my sweetheart Rosalinda, because I know that she was meant for me. Just 7 days and 7 nights without her is just too long for us to be apart. I hope she never, ever, ever leaves me, because I know that it would break my heart. Sweetheart Rosalinda, and everybody knows that she's in love with me. I'll always love my sweetheart Rosalinda, because I know that she was meant for me. Just 7 days and 7 nights without her is just too long for us to be apart. I hope she never, ever, ever leaves me, because I know that would break my heart.
The Casinos there, My Sweetheart Rosalinda, here at Tim's Oompa Hour, and that puts the wraps on another show. Hope you had a good time this week, and of course we'll be back to do it all over again. Remember, you can always get in touch with us too. OompaHour@email.com is the magic electronical address.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station
with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
And you can hear Tim's Oompa Hour each and every week right here, wherever that happens to be where you're listening right now, brought to you by the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and recorded live off Phonograph Records at KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota. Until next time, stay happy, everybody!